This week, for the first time in almost 30 years, the Philadelphia Orchestra is performing Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis considers Bach's life and work, including his monumental oratorio, which fell into obscurity for decades.
While Bach today is a star, he led a rather ordinary 18th century life, when performing and composing were part of a musician's job. As a church musician, he composed for organ and chorus. He quickly moved on to positions at the court, where he composed fugues and preludes, as well as music for clavier. Temple University music professor Stephen Zone says he held himself to high standards.
It had to be complex and thoughtful and difficult to perform, and he was criticized during his lifetime for that, but that's one reason that we value his music so highly today. Musicians talk about texture as if you're dealing with a cloth or something, but it's a good analogy because you can think of each melody as a strand in a cloth, and the more strands you have, the more dense and complex the cloth is.
Bach presented his St. Matthew Passion in 1727, but after he died in 1750, the work fell out of fashion until another composer put together a concert that helped resurrect it, says R. Larry Todd, author of Mendelssohn, A Life in Music.
Mendelssohn did it. It occurred in March 1829 in Berlin, and that was the event which largely triggered the modern Bach revival.
Although Bach never wrote an opera, the St. Matthew Passion is a dramatic oratorio written for solo voices, double choir, and double orchestra.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.